Well, in studio this morning, the director and one of the actors in Springfield Contemporary Theater's presentation of John Robin Bates' award-winning play, Other Desert Cities, which opens tonight and runs through April the 2nd at Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza. I have to say, this is a play that I am not at all familiar with.
All right. Well, see if we can educate you this morning.
All right. Well, this is, in a way, a backstage entertainment industry sort of story.
Well, yes, in that the father in the play was indeed a star in the B line of movies at the same time as Ronald Reagan was a higher up star, although Reagan was a lot of B movies also.
Yes.
But anyway, and they became friends, and so through their friendship, and then his wife Polly also became friends with Nancy. And so throughout the play, we keep getting Ronnie and Nancy's name dropped from time to time. So I suppose one could call it backstage, both in sort of the movie industry, but also politics.
Also politics. Well, I characterized it that way because everybody in the family is in the entertainment industry in some way or other.
In some way or the other. And that is, Polly was indeed a writer in the day of the studios. Her sister, who lives with them, was also one of the writers. The son is indeed now a member of the television industry and creates and runs a reality show.
Right.
And then their daughter is a writer, although not in the entertainment industry.
Sure.
She's a novelist.
She's a novelist.
Yeah, and lives on the East Coast as opposed to everybody else.
Who's on the left coast. Well, all right. Art Duncan is here with us along with Bob Bradley, who is directing the show. Art is playing the, I guess you could say, the family patriarch. You're playing Lyman Wyeth.
Right. There are many parallels, I suppose, between the Wyeth family and, say, the Reagans or other California Republican families of that time. They were dealing with a lot of political issues, a lot of entertainment issues, a lot of issues that had to do with how one presents the family to the general public. And that is sort of where we all meet when Brooke comes to visit Palm Springs, where we live.
And she's been away for 6 years.
She's been away. She's had she had a breakdown, depression. Silda, my sister-in-law, has been in rehab for alcoholism. So we're gathered for Christmas. This is your typical dysfunctional, fun Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's when Brooke tells us that there is a disclosure about the book. It's not necessarily
she's about to publish a memoir about the family is basically what's – and she drops
correct.
this bombshell on the family at Christmas after being away for 6 years.
Yeah.
And that's where you see the response, where you see how do we approach this? How do we respond to this given who we are and given who we have become over these several decades?
Right.
And the appearance that we have made to the public and that impression – and that is where things sort of start spinning out of control, but in a very controlled way.
All right.
In a very disciplined way, let's put it that way. Yeah.
What Brooke is going to reveal, she's going to reveal basically a pivotal but scandalous event in the family history that nobody else wants.
Yeah. It is known. It is public. When it occurred, and that was that the oldest son in the family – was a member of a group. We go back to the 1970s at this point, and a member of the anti-war group, and there was eventually a fire of which the son had really little connection other than the fact that his group was part of it. And in the fire, an individual was unbeknownst in the building and was killed.
Mm.
So at that point, this whole thing, of course, broke public, but it's been mostly forgotten through the years.
It's a wound that they don't want reopened.
No, they do not want it reopened. And but what it begins to raise is a number of really interesting questions, and that is, when you have family secrets, who owns those secrets?
Especially when you're a family that's in the public eye, the way this family has been.
Right. And what happens if one member of, and certainly in these days and times, I think the question is highly appropriate, if one member of the family discloses some of these secrets or brings them back up again, what happens within the family unit? Whom do you trust? What happens then? And that's pretty much what this play then gets into. It starts out, it's very funny because there are entertaining group of people.
Yes.
But gradually things begin to disintegrate. The oldest son, and he's now dead. And so, look, he's dead. Let's don't go back again.
Right.
Yes.
What are the political proclivities of the remaining siblings as opposed to the Reaganite mom and dad?
Well, I mean, that's interesting because we've got the patriarch, the matriarch, who are the California Republican status holders. Then we have Silda, who is very left-wing. We have Brooke, who has her leftist politics brought into the family. We have a Trip, who is
the youngest son.
Youngest son who does the reality TV show.
Right.
I would say leftist as well, but he's not so political as he is. He just wants to be entertaining. Mm. So, there's a lot of conflict between the left and the right. A lot of references to Reagan and Bush era events. Some of the language, some of the phrases are being used by Bates in the play. Some of the attitudes. But it's a very well written play. Some of the parts are very.
In fact, it's a beautifully written play in terms of its use of language. John Robin Bates is a master of English language and vocabulary. When I saw the original production back about 2010, I guess it was, something like that, and one of the things which I remarked on at that point was that we had suddenly returned to a highly literate sounding play and playwright. And as through then the study which I made of it more recently when I was preparing for it, I became aware of what a master of language Bates is and how wonderful it is to read it and to hear it.
So when you saw the production, is that what sealed the deal for you as far as wanting to produce it yourself?
Yes and no, I guess. Yes, I certainly, when I saw it, I thought I would certainly enjoy doing it at some point or the other. But actually, I had not thought about it for at least a couple of years. And then when we began putting together this year's season for Springfield Contemporary Theater, Rick Dines, the artistic director, turned to me and he said, at one point you wanted to do other desert cities. So I guess that's what you're going to do this coming year. And I said, all right, I guess
okay.
I will.
The decision's been made for
that's
you.
Right.
Well, who else is in the cast?
Okay. Has been fascinating for me and interesting. And that is, I've been working now at Springfield Contemporary Theater for more than the last 15 years or
right.
so, is that there are five cast members in the production. Of the five, Art is the only one I have worked with before. So suddenly here I am working with a new group of people, a new set of adjustments. And it's been wonderful just to do this. But the others, Jennifer Butel, who is new to Springfield, in fact, she actually lives in Branson, is in from the West Coast. She and her husband have moved to Branson just a few months ago.
She's an Equity member.
And she's an Equity member. And so she came up and she auditioned and she was wonderful. She plays Polly. So we have her. Jenny Lael, who lives in Springfield, has worked for Springfield Contemporary Theater in the past, but never on stage. She also teaches here at MSU English Department and in theater. And so, seeing her on stage is something new. Cindy Lear, who has been in one previous SCT production.
Yes.
I just lost it.
I know. I can't remember the
Tribes.
Show. Yes, Tribes, yeah, exactly.
My computer is a little slower these days, but it works eventually. Yep. And then Nate Schaefer, who was the youngest of the group, who plays Trip, and this is his SCT debut. And so they make up the cast, and I have loved working with them. Mm. Every rehearsal has been most enjoyable.
Well, thank you to Robert Bradley and to Art Duncan for being here this morning. Have we missed anything that is of great importance to the audience?
I don't know. Other than you can come see Art giving the performance of his life.
Mm.
He's playing a Republican. And for him, that's a real crossover.
It's a real challenge. Huh?
It's acting.
It's acting. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Okay. Thank you.